Welcome.
Oh shit, that's funny. Wait, does it? So does it start like? Do it during? Can you hear like before the music, or you can only hear like right after the song? The music.
Dude, you're live now.
No, I know, but never mind.
After the song, it's on.
Oh, okay. So you can't hear. You can't hear nobody talk like when the song's going on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll have to go back and see. Maybe, man, we might be able to hear something. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Oh yeah, but you were saying about So who'd they catch, or what? What about? God damn! Gonna burn the place down.
Anyways,
what? Oh, you said they would blend in, and they would what? They would get tried. The Nazis would get tried.
We were talking about our Nazi facts. Nazi facts of the day. And there was a real team of Jews called the Avengers that would hunt down Nazi war criminals. Yeah, dude, they would bounce. As soon as fucking the Russians and the Allies came over all of Germany, and, you know, pretty much like just took out their whole army. Freaking Nazis would like, they would like shave their mustaches, or like
they would all have that mustache, or what?
Well, whatever made them recognizable, they would like.
What do you think it was? Like, if you just saw, like, if you were back in the day and you just saw like Nazis, what do you think would, without the uniform, would you know he was a Nazi?
Well, no, I mean, unless you knew his face, like Himmler. You know who Himmler is? Himmler is one of Hitler's like henchmen.
Yeah.
But he was like, he was a thug. He was like, he had castles set up, dude, and he would do like rituals in them and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was crazy. And like,
are you ever down into our ritual?
I'm not down.
No?
Nah, but they would like shave their mustache, and then, or like find like another soldier's uniform and put it on, you know, just say they were a soldier instead of like a fucking commander.
Oh.
Like a full-on general, like a full-on, like, Nazi politician. Yeah, dude, like, huh?
And they would just be out there walking around?
They would just be out there trying to find other places to live. Because there was countries that were cool with the whole Nazi movement. During their, like, you know, during their fucking, their run. So they were cool with the Nazis that were escaping Germany, and they let them into their country without making it a big deal, you know? I think it was South America or fucking some country. North Africa, it was in Spain. It was, I'm looking at a map right now, let me see. Fuck. I forgot, man. Maybe it was Argentina. Thinking it was Argentina, dude. They would just try to bounce wherever they could. Catch trains, planes.
Argentina, yeah. There's a lot of German last names down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, no way.
There's
really?
Like, there's gnarly last names.
I bet you a lot of Germans went over there.
Those fools, the Argentinians have a lot of, like, Italian last names and French last names and fucking German last names and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, dude. They would leave. There was this one. There was a bunch that left, or some that got caught. But they were.
Well, there's this guy whose last name was Heinze. H-E-I-N-Z-E. His name was Gabriel Heinz.
Damn.
Tell me that fool doesn't sound like a Nazi.
He probably was a Nazi. Have you ever looked at the maps around the world?
Like, that's just fucking pretty fun. It's pretty gnarly.
I don't know why Germany is the most green. What does green mean? Like, green is like
land, I think.
Land, right? Yeah, it's got the most.
I think it's just like hills and mountains and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know that Hitler is the one that built the fucking highways that still are used? They're like...
That's Hitler in the flesh right there.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, man, they have their shit together like crazy, crazy. Can't believe how advanced they were. They're probably the reason we have iPhones right now. They are the reason we have iPhones. We have fucking iPhones right now, and they're the reason fucking they have rockets.
And then Volkswagen.
The reason.
BMW.
A lot of shit, dude. Like, I think more technology than we even.
They got their engineering together over there.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah, smart guys.
You think they were just? Shut up.
What?
I was on to something right now, and I totally lost it.
Before you retarded, that's what. Before you know Germany.
Retarded ass comment.
Germany just won. Germany just won the World Cup, dog. You sure? Hey,
scrambling, gambling, I'm restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin, so much smoke need oxygen. Suddenly counting Benjamins, nigga you should too. If you knew what this game would do to you. Been in this shit since 92, look at all the bullshit I've been through. So called beef with you know who, fuck a few females all or two. Then I blew like, nigga blew like my shit. Not to be fucked with, motherfucker better duck quick. Cause me and my dogs love buck shit. Fuck the luck shit, shit the aim. No aspirations to cut the game. Get your game, fuck your shit. Grab your gap, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Fast that weed, I got the light one. All them niggas, I got to fight one. All them hoes, I got the light one. Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Seems to me that you take B. Throwing a big nigga down slowly. I'ma tell you like a nigga told me. Cash roll everything around me. Shit, lyrically, niggas can't see me. Fuck it. Buy the coke, cook the coke, cut it. Build a bitch before you call yourself loving it. Nigga with a best button. Doesn't it seem hard to you? Big come through with mobs and crews. Just fellas down to the moves of two. Who's the killer? Me or you?
We forgive you. They didn't know how much you did.
Who's 7 a.m. woke in the morning with Henny caffeine and green and nicotine? No dose, so pop a couple of dope. Nigga, rich stop. Nigga, Mr. Clean, make it clean. Keeping my temple and I do get sentimentally stirring with my instrumentity. And heated especially for your team. And the 45 and D will be in between the scenes. Destroy your dreams, you willing to die, we'll see. Time and peace when it comes to see we mean. Mug, mobile, can't be perfect. Disciples with it, survival, turn of a double-edged sword. Triple, six rivals, spitting fire. It's too good, true, bitch, breaking out for lies. My massage, better get ready for Armageddon. 6-6-5, it's wild, bless the child. The one that became a man, put in positions over the bed. All that I had to do was stay, test me now. Contend, never know, surrender, enough for time. Pick up my pen and my hand, blood of my trusted friend. Can. Hey, open the lid.
To the game with a shot of bird. Never go back to that curve. Me feeling that earth is burnt. But I broke his books and give it that nice verse. Swerve. I'm gonna jump my pen. Cause I gotta get my mask. And she has to put in this 12 gauge. So I'll get them all off. Nigga, y'all lost. Nigga, y'all lost. Get it, nigga, go, don't. But the man, my love is doing and making the curve. And then the more I'm in the falling in earth. And bitch, I'm just living with fucking. I'm good. That's fucked up. Now let me get done with the crime. Cause the good bridge is a crime. Put in the state to get done with the crime. Smoking the reaper to ease my mind. Switch some wine. Step on the block with the rocks. But really, I'm staring at them. And see, get the fuck up. I'm down. If it come back, don't get like it. It's like my money. Doesn't with me. Killers need us a leader of liquor. But niggas ain't got shit. But it's all about popcorn. Bloody get pissed on now. Who's ready to get back? Nigga like me, team. And blowing them green leaves. But I ain't got no dough. Gotta make some money. So I'm making my dummy rocks if I go broke.
It's coming, baby. It's coming, baby. It's coming, baby. It's coming, baby.
magic. Dropping out names by the color of my gadgets. With an automatic status, we scratch out a loaded glass. But I'm thinking now, there's another E-force telling me to do what I gotta do. So I up a pipe and nigga die tonight. And I'm always running for the bullets in blue. Biggie boos on my ass now, go out the sailor phone, the car phone, what's hiding? Grab artillery, niggas start packing. Cause the motherfucker tried to get me in the jacket. And I did him, hit him right between the eye spots. Why? When it's just a nigga's size, then it costs a nigga fuck around with the wrong shit. Choking, move murdered all day, all day. We can play the way and I'm on the run. I'ma call my boys to bring all the guns. Y'all niggas wanna have a little problem with number one, one.
Telling me about the ghosts.
Yeah, I was trying to
ghosts. I can't hear myself. Can you hear myself?
No, I can't hear.
Hear yourself?
No, I can't.
I can hear myself now.
I can't.
Did you unplug me?
Hold on. Unplug yourself? Are you good? You can't hear nothing?
Can I hear myself? Yeah, I can hear myself.
All
right. I was just gonna say that I was down to like. Get down with some paranormal stuff.
Yeah, like what? What were you reading about?
I wasn't reading about nothing. I was just thinking that would you be down to go to like those haunted castles and stuff? I'm just like, if I was like, hey, dude, I'm gonna come over to your house, fucking just grab a backpack with some supplies, some flashlights, some water bottles, and we're gonna go somewhere. Oh, okay. And you hop in the car, and then we bounce.
At night?
No. Yeah, at night. And I pull up into this. And into this fucking haunted ass place, I'd be like, alright, dude, let's go. Hey, kind of a homie are you?
I mean, I guess I'm down if it's with a bunch of people.
Nah, what if it's just me?
Hell no. Well, it's scary, dude.
Me, you're
think
home-
it's a game?
You're homie.
Hey, you think it's a game? You think it's a joke? You think it's a joke?
Just, well, I'd like to find out.
Nah, did I ever tell you what happened when I went to the cemetery on my own?
Oh, yeah, you heard some shit. Yeah, you did. That was pretty scary.
That was scary, dude.
Well, that's different. I don't know if I'm down to go to the cemetery like that.
Let's go.
Go to the cemetery. I might be down.
You want to go somewhere haunted? Let's go.
You want to go?
That old ass side of the cemetery, dude. Off a mountain. Damn. You go in there at night, you're fucking. It's going to turn into the fucking, what's it called? Michael Jackson video, Thriller.
No way. Yeah. Start dancing.
Yeah. That shit's going to be fucking hardcore scary, though. Like the Mr. Crowley rituals. It's not gonna be fun.
What if I was like, let's go visit the homie John?
I'd be like, nah.
That'd be sketchy.
That would be sketchy.
I wouldn't be down either.
During the day.
Yeah.
I'm watching your back if you're watching my back.
Yeah, dude. That'd be pretty gnarly though, huh? Just going, like, what do you think it's like? Like going into like a haunted house?
Probably fucking scary, dude. I don't know. It's just
like a bad feeling all the way around.
I mean, you always hear creaking everywhere you go, no matter what. Houses. It could be a fucking theme park. Noises. It could be a theme park you're walking through. That shit's gonna have creaks and shit. You know?
That, yeah, creaks and noises like that don't faze me. But like that, I think sometimes you feel like the bad energy. You know, like that bad feeling, like. You just,
oh yeah.
That's the scary part. That's,
yeah, see, like houses sometimes like that. Right. I think they get like they just have that bad energy from whatever's left.
Damn, but that's crazy. Hardcore, dude. That's hardcore.
Yeah, you want to get some real shit on the podcast? You want? I think when you die, I don't think you die like I don't think you, like, just dissolve, you know? I think, like, you die, like, you lose your body, you know? Your physical, like, veins and meat and bone and shit. But, like, I think that energy, all that fucking energy, you know? Because you're just energy, you know? Like, that energy is what, like, almost, like, stick your around. Soul, like, it floats around. Like, it's your presence, you know?
You do you think it would just stick around, like, where you die? Do you think you'd be...
No, nah, I don't think it gets thrown where you die and get taken off to the morgue, you know? I think you just... That's why I think when people die, they see themselves, like, on the fucking...
So I'm saying, like, when you lose your soul, you think your soul gets out of the body and sees where you're dying?
Yeah, you just look at yourself. I think it's not even, like, you're looking at yourself through eyes.
Do you think you stay there forever, or do you think you'll be able to move around?
You just see...
That's what fucking, I was asking. Like,
yeah, well, who knows? People say you feel good. People say you feel the most comfortable ever.
Yeah, dude, you're probably super relieved.
Like, and you just fucking fly up or whatever the fuck life. You do. You know, that's crazy. Yeah, dude.
It's probably just like, you know those crazy feelings? Have you ever had a dream when you die?
Oh, yeah. No.
Nah?
Oh, yeah, I have.
I'm pretty sure everybody has. They're gnarly. Like, I had a dream.
I don't remember any, though.
Yeah, I had a dream, and then I was like in a car crash, and I was like flipping. And then I just remember being like, fuck, is it? And then fucking, then I woke up.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
You're like, it's going down.
I was like, it's going down. All right, let's go. All right, that's it. I was in my dream, I was dreaming just go to sleep. And then I woke up. It's trippy.
Oh, shit.
What were you going to say?
I was going to my bad. No, it's cool.
You were like, oh, shit.
I was going to say that, you know how when you say you go to bed, like haunted houses, and you feel that bad energy? I think it's just like energy from somebody who's like a foul presence, you know?
Damn. Yeah.
Not foul, but like maybe just
yeah,
like
foul.
Foul, Ryan, maybe not like, even like not unhappy and fuck, you know? Some people, I mean, sometimes it happens. I can't imagine those places where people get treated like nothing, you know? It's like Nazi Germany and shit we were talking.
Do you think it's insane, dude. Hospitals are haunted? Do you think there's a lot of people die there every day? And people are born there every day?
I don't know. It's hard to say, dude. I think people more... You know, there's people like... You could die somewhere and haunt, like, a fucking place wherever the fuck you've been, you know? Like, let's say you fucking die somewhere... Let's say this. Like, Walt Disney has a house and you fucking die somewhere. They'll probably end up saying, oh, Walt Disney haunts this house. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
I just think, like, motherfuckers can... I don't know, maybe you haunt your grounds, who knows, dude? If you even care about whatever the fuck is on Earth, that shit's gonna get taken up anyway, so...
That shit's invaluable.
You don't keep shit, bitch. You came in how you left. Or you leave how you came in.
Oh, you know, damn, for sure, dog.
Why you gotta leave me hanging, dude?
I was listening to you. Oh man, anyway, like I was saying, wait, are we done?
No, we're not done.
Oh shit,
we don't got time to be done.
I don't know if we were live, I got confused.
We're live. I'm just having a lot of problems. When we laughed right now, that fucking thing was loud. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Alright, good.
Oh, I forgot what I was gonna say.
About haunted shit?
Yeah, about haunted houses.
Don't get scared. No. I see you looking around everywhere.
Nah, I'm looking because I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I just have big eyes. She looks like I'm all sketched out all the time, huh?
Yeah.
Just like, yeah.
Hey, dude, you know what I always wanted to do? I always wanted to fucking write a fucking, like, a scary movie. Like, write one. Think about it. You can make it about anything you want.
Write a scary movie?
Yeah, like a...
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Or maybe just even come up with ideas and shit, you know?
Like, would it be a monster movie, or would it be a fucking...
What kind of movie would you make if you had, like, millions of dollars and never, like, make a fucking scary movie, Andy?
Damn, that's fucked up. I don't know, whatever.
Dude, the fucking Blair Witch, that shit was done in, like, low budget.
Yeah.
And they raked up M's.
Yeah, they did.
Mad.
That was a butt. Fucking bootleg
ass just out in... We could have made that movie, dude.
Yeah, I think we could have. That was, I mean... Yeah, that was...
See, man, if you have a good fucking imagination and shit, I think you can pull some things off. It's crazy, huh?
That actually had like some decent acting, though. I'd be a horrible actor.
Nah, you just get some people from down the street.
Oh, okay. Like, you mean like
yeah. Okay. Just give them some rocks. Just give them some rocks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, like that.
And just get them boozed up and not feed them for a while. And
yeah, dude, we should go visit a haunted castle in Europe.
Okay, hey, let's go.
That'd be sketchy.
Nah, you know what would be scary, dude, to fucking visit, like, those plantations back in, like, the South at night, so they're, like, fucking... You know what I mean?
What plantations?
Like, the fucking those...
Oh, yeah. Those plantations.
Yeah, like fucking Mississippi or wherever the fuck they are.
Damn. Like the old back in the days.
Yeah, like New Jersey shit, like with all the voodoo. That's fucking metal. Are you down?
I'm down. I'd be down.
Have you ever done voodoo shit?
I'm down for a lot of shit, dude.
Right now on the podcast, have you ever done any voodoo shit?
I haven't, but I'd be down.
Yeah?
If you were doing voodoo shit and you're like, hey, come here, like, check this out. We're going to do some voodoo shit. I'd be like, well, let me see what you can do.
No way.
Yeah.
Like, what would you
do? I wouldn't be like, nah, dude, nah, I wouldn't.
Dude, you know what's fucked up?
Are you gonna play the Ouija board?
I would never fuck with the Ouija board. Damn, the Ouija board is a bad motherfucker.
See what I'm saying, dude?
It's like Samuel L. and shit, but with the black arts. I'm not down.
Damn. So much. Yeah, but, they sell it at Toys R Us. Like, it can't be that bad, right?
I don't know, man. Why do they sell it at Toys R Us? That's some satanic shit. I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's fucked up, though. I'm not down for that shit. Are you down?
For the Ouija board?
Yeah, that scares me.
I'd be down if, like... I mean, I'm not down to do it by myself. But I'd be down to do it, like...
You know what I heard? Homies. I heard, like... This dude that was doing a documentary on Mr. Crowley, he was, like... This glasses dude sitting by, like, a library or whatever. And he was like, yeah. He's like, many people don't know this, but... Like, you know, magic is real. You know, you start hearing voices in your head that you can't get out. And I was like, damn. Imagine that? That's fucked up.
That is like some... That could very well be like magic, you know?
That's like back to talking about how like presence is, you know? What if you're drawn to certain things?
Dude.
And they fucking do a ritual to bring Vinnie Rod back and start playing fucking blues and fucking smoking pot and fucking taking shots of Jack and shit. And suddenly...
Whiskey.
And suddenly, fucking Vinnie Rod's hanging around and shit, playing drums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they start playing some fucking Biggie and shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, fucking... That bad prison stuff is fucking pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
You think demons are real?
I think all that shit's probably real, dude.
Like, you think that possessed stuff is... Like, people being possessed is real?
I think... Damn, that's fucked up, huh? I think the whole form of, like, angels in heaven and all that is, like, in the form of, like, presences. Like, maybe whatever we can't see, like, with our naked eye, you know? Like, we're full on... We can see, like, things, like, we can touch or whatever, but I bet there's, like...
So much in between?
Yeah, man, who even knows? Who even,
that
maybe,
has to be.
Maybe you even go through space and stuff, you know? That's crazy. What stops
there's,
you from
there's gotta be through. More than just this, right? Like,
yeah, these are machines and fucking yeah.
No, like there's gotta be something in here. Like, is this really just like space?
No, I think like space, like Jupiter and shit.
No, I know what you meant, but
yeah, dude, there's gotta be some crazy shit, you know? Like, imagine, dude, if it's all if it's all energy.
Open a
what
portal
if it's,
right here?
Dude, what like, if it's all energy? What if it's all energy? And literally, dude, the angels are always flying back and forth on the clouds and shit, and, like, watching us, and, like...
That's crazy.
It's just, like, presences, dude. It's like energy we can't see. You can't see energy, you know? You know what's crazy? You can't really see, like, the energy. I don't know. You just can't see that shit. It trips me out, you know?
Yeah, do you think serial killers are demons? Like
know.
The fucked up ones?
I don't know.
Like the ones that do like some.
Nah, I think
shit.
demons.
But sometimes those guys say that they hear that it was voices in their heads that made it do that.
Yeah, see, I don't think it's demons that like. I don't think people get turned into demons like, oh, you're bad enough to be a demon.
No, do you think they're influenced by a demon?
Maybe. Demons are hardcore motherfuckers, dude. Like that demon I think on The Exorcist, did she say she says she's the devil itself?
What Exorcist?
Huh?
Which one?
The demon that takes over.
Oh, the original one?
Exorcist, yeah. But that could very well be a demon. He could just be talking shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, dude. It's weird. Have you ever watched, like, some of those documentaries on YouTube or whatever? And people say there's, like, a whole,
no,
like,
I haven't.
I think there's, like, a whole, like, side of, like, life that we don't even think about. It's just beyond our fucking iPhones and whatever app is cool, you know?
Yeah, no, there has to be.
But it just trips me out. I went on a rant right now. Damn, that was real.
Okay.
We're gonna take this shit out with some good tunes right now, too.
She was real, dog.
I'm gonna take this satanic talk on a break.
Talk to you, dude.
This fucking podcast is the
homie no more.
Shit. Hey, tell me some of those ghost stories. You know, I know you're fan. I know I got some ghost stories. Tell me some ghost stories.
Tell me your ghost stories first. I'll tell you mine.
Oh, you want me to talk?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me listen to your ghost story.
Fucking.
Is it pretty scary?
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Was it at Mexico?
Yeah, dude. There was
it was?
Yeah.
Damn, how did I know? Mexico was haunted, dude.
Mexico was haunted, huh?
Yeah, they gotta be haunted.
Why? Why is it so haunted?
I don't know, dude. I really don't know. But my grandma lives at this house, and they say that her house is haunted.
Yeah?
That's what they say.
Yeah, I didn't know, dude. I didn't know it was haunted. One time they left me there, and I was playing video games. And this is like down the street from my aunt's house and stuff, right? And then like we were there, like down at this house down the street, right? And then there's this fucking super
sketchy ass noises in the background.
Like what?
So I'm gonna start talking. That sounds like birds. Sketchy, huh? What is that?
It could be a bird, it could be a damn cricket. It could be, I don't know.
That's crazy. Anyway, you were in Mexico, what happened?
Why you all creeped out around here? This is the Vinny Rod KO Gym podcast.
I'm just trying to like see what's up with these noises.
We need a lightsaber. We need a lightsaber and a fucking bazooka.
Hey, you gonna be a Jedi for Halloween?
I'm gonna be.
Gonna be Sith.
You hear that one?
No, I didn't. Oh yeah. What if this is like that other dimension we were talking about?
Oh, that's probably an airplane coming.
What if all those noises are noises that you can't hear with, like, you know how there's things you can't see with the naked eye?
Imagine. What if just I think things, there's probably things, yeah.
Things you can't hear with, like, the naked ear.
Yeah, but
there's just, like, noises. There's, like, constant noises that you can't hear with your ear unless
Sound. Yeah. Yeah, sound is crazy, dude. Dude, you know, sound is so crazy. They're using it for weapons, like, in war. They use it, like, for, like, crowd.
Yeah, they use it. These are in riots.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video?
No.
Of them using it?
Yeah.
It's fucking pretty savage. I would hate to have that happen to me.
What do they do? I haven't seen it.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
I thought I saw it.
It's like a SWAT team. It's like this truck, and there's like crowds, and the crowd doesn't even look that big. They don't even look that rowdy. They were just being dicks, and they have this big like. Antenna looking dish thing. It was black and it came out from the top, and they just like turned on the switch, and it was just like a you know how houses have alarms? It was that kind of alarm times like 1,000, just like super loud, like really ear piercing, and everybody just like covers their ears and they start like running away.
No way.
Yeah.
That bad,
like here in the US.
Dang. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Would you rather get that or would you rather get fucking tear gassed?
Can I just get socked?
Want to shot real quick?
Hey, would you rather get stabbed or shot?
Damn.
Like stabbed in the stomach or shot in the arm?
Can I survive or is
hey,
it a way
it's
to
a
like,
gamble, dog.
Is it a way to check out real quick?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like, is it like the die? Like, am I checking out with the stab wound or am I checking out with the gunshot wound?
Hey, dude, we're just here to fulfill the service. Whatever you do with the results is up to you, my friend. You either get stabbed or you get shot in the arm. Which one?
Would you rather get your leg cut off or your hand cut off?
I'd rather get shot in the arm because how are you going to get stabbed in the stomach?
How do you know? Well, you said shot in the arm and you stabbed. Like, what if they stab you in the arm? I think I'd rather get stabbed in the arm than shot.
No, but the scene is not.
Oh, you're trying to gamble. You're doing some Las Vegas casino odds over here. Okay.
Yeah.
So, oh, okay.
You're getting stabbed or you're getting shot. You don't get to pick.
Oh, okay. So I'd rather get stabbed.
Stabbed?
What if you get shot in the stomach?
Stabbing is no joke.
What if you get stabbed? Well, yeah, you know what? Stabbing's pretty.
Michael Myers.
That's a pretty intimate way of fucking somebody up, stabbing them.
Stab. Ooh. I mean, I don't know. I never thought about it, actually. It's more funny, but...
I...
What, you hearing shit again?
Yeah, I was.
What?
Nothing. I thought I was just hearing shit. It's whenever we move around. Did you ever see that scary movie? That scary movie that came out of, I forgot the name of it. Well, it's this cop. He's always like out like fighting crime or whatever he's doing, and then he like gets like hooked into like this paranormal like mission. It was pretty gnarly. And then they're looking at this video. He's looking at this video with his partner, and then there was this frame when he would see like a scary face, and then he would start to hear shit, and then his homie would be like, "Oh no, I didn't hear nothing." He'd be like, "Oh, rewind it. Like we'll see it again." And then he like rewinds it, and
it wouldn't be there. Huh?
And he was just and no, he's like right there. Like, do you see it? He's like pause it, and then he pauses it, and he's just like, I don't see nothing. He's like, you don't fucking see that. He's like, I don't. And he's like, you're not hearing this. And he's just like, dude, are you all right? And he's just like, yeah, never mind, forget it. Imagine having to like hear something that the other person doesn't hear.
That's crazy.
Are you going crazy, or are they the crazy ones that can't hear it?
That's fucked up, man. I don't even want to think about that kind of shit. That's some demon shit. See? That's why it scares me. Hey, have you seen that movie? The Paris Catacombs one?
Yeah, I did.
That's pretty cool, huh? You like it?
Yeah, it was pretty spooky, dude.
Would you ever go in the catacombs if you could?
Damn.
I mean, it's not like the way they made it out to be, you know?
I don't know, but... Oh, yeah.
It's definitely probably abandoned, and there could be people living there, but there's not people.
I'm not claustrophobic, but I think if I went down there, I would probably have some problems.
I know, man. Who does that? Dude, there's this documentary on this on the little, like, 10-minute thing. Did I show it to you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, yeah, the same way that they go into the catacombs in there. It's the same way they're going in the movie.
They probably stole it from all that.
Yeah, they probably got the movie off of that. That's pretty gnarly. That was a pretty cool movie.
I wouldn't go down there.
Would you rather fight vampires or werewolves?
I'd rather fight... Man. Oh, that's scary. Werewolves, it's like... Oh, okay, it's a fucking wolf. But vampires, like it's a like...
person.
This fucking dude is gonna come fuck you up. Like...
Yeah,
you're like full, you're like, dude, really, please, man.
Have you ever had those those vampire dreams?
Dude, I had one when I was little, and I was like screaming, Dracula was coming to get me, dude. And I was like, I was like, wake up! I was screaming in my dream, and I woke up.
Yeah,
I was scared. Yeah,
how old were you?
I'm real little. Why did you have a dream?
Yeah,
what was it?
It was. I've had a couple like. When I was a kid, when I was like 5 years old, I had one of this, just like a vampire. I think I was chilling in like the North Pole, dude. It was fucking weird. It's crazy that I remember. I was like chilling, there's like snowmans and there's snow and there's like, you know, happy shit going on, my happy little 5 year old mind. And then all of a sudden I just see like this like vampire, this cheesy ass vampire too, like a black like cape and shit.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like looking at me, and then I saw his fangs, and he would have like black eyes. And he was getting like closer and closer, and I started like freaking out.
Fuck.
And then I woke up crying, and she was like, ooh.
That's some satanic. Why do little kids dream shit like that?
I was at the North Pole about to go see Santa Claus, and I see fucking
that reminds me Dracula. Of that 28, or what's that movie called?
28 Days Later?
No, 31.
Oh, 30 Days a Night? That's a savage movie, dude. I like that movie. That's just dope.
Yeah, that movie's cool.
Yeah, the way they got those black eyes. That's what I was saying, like, you know, you see that tree over there, like, what if you just saw, like at the top of the tree, like, some vampires, dude, just staring at you over here.
Like, fuck. That'd be scary, dude. Have you ever seen,
Vampires? No.
That reminds me of, have you ever seen, Night of the Living Dead, the original?
The old one?
Yeah, like the 70s? Black and white one.
Oh, no, not the black one.
Dude, it's cool. It, like, starts off, like, you don't even get a chance to anything. Like, they show up, and they're going to, like, drop flowers at this cemetery, and suddenly there's this dude walking in a suit, and they're just walking, and he's, like, they're doing their thing, right, talking to each other, and you see him in the background, and he's just getting closer. And then, like, it's like nothing, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, and, like, it's the beginning of the movie, and, like, the guy just starts going after him. They're like, what the hell? And they get, like... I don't remember if they get in the car and they leave, or... I think so. Damn. It's pretty crazy, dude. Like, imagine if you're just going and you... Like, that's how some zombie stuff would start. Like, you're just walking... You're just walking down the street, and then suddenly there's this dude, like, walking and kind of, like... fucked up towards you, and you're just like, whatever, right? And you're on your phone, and suddenly it's getting like closer towards you. What the fuck?
And then it's like coming towards you.
And then fucking coming at you, and then you fucking, you know? It's a zombie.
Damn. How would you take out a zombie, dude, right now?
I'll start boxing him. Like Mayweather.
You probably run him over with a forklift.
Like Mike Tyson.
Nah, real shit.
I'll start boxing him like Kimbo Slice.
Oh, okay.
Nah, real shit. I don't know, just grab whatever you can. It's a fucking radio, a fucking battery.
Coffee mug,
32-ounce. Coke.
Bad motherfucker wallet.
Keys would work for sure, because you could use them like your knuckles.
You gotta get them real close, though.
So what? Punch them.
Damn.
A pen?
The scary zombies are the...
28 Days Later zombies, those zombies that run at you and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, Dawn of the Dead, they're like that too, huh?
I think Dawn of the Dead, but Night of the Living Dead is when they're like, they're kind of walking, kind of like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but Dawn of the Dead is when they run at you too. They're just like running after you, like. Rah.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
That was a dope movie.
I don't like that one.
Nah. Not even Ving Rhames?
Oh, with Ving Rhames?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Ving Rhames. Are you talking about Ving Rhames then?
You see what I'm saying? Oh, okay, now it's cool.
Yeah, I remember that movie. That movie was cool. But Night of the Living Dead, the original, is probably the best zombie one. For sure. Because what else? What else is there? The 28 Days Later is pretty cool. The one after that is kind of cool.
28 Weeks Later? That one's pretty dope, too.
Yeah.
They overtake Paris at the end, just like the Nazis.
Yeah. And then, what other one? I know there's another one, but I can't remember it. And then the Thriller video, for sure.
Yeah, that one's scary.
And the Thriller video is the best one. It's the best zombie movie, or movie clip, whatever.
So what happened when you went to Mexico?
Dude, that fucking story was a long time ago. Was it even on this podcast?
Nah.
So we were talking about ghost stories. Okay, so there was this house down the street, but it's like a few blocks, you know? And then it was down the street from my grandma's house, and there was this house. And I was staying there, and I was playing this video game that was there. And then, like, I was having fun. And, like, it's weird to say, but, like, in there in, like, Mexico, you can, like, walk, you know? You can walk on the streets.
Yeah, like, at all hours and shit.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you can walk, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now here, you can't fucking walk down the street.
Nah, you better be in your house.
Parents are, like...
Or be prepared to get harassed.
Dude, I lived the freaking adventure there for a while. That shit was crazy. But anyways, so then, I'm sitting there, and then my brother goes, hey, I'm gonna go over there. They're having dinner. Do you wanna go? It's like a family thing. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll go on later. And then I stay there by myself. I didn't know, dude, that place was haunted.
All by yourself?
All by myself. And it's a big property, and I didn't know. Like, as a kid, you think it's your imagination fucking with you, you know? Like, oh, you're a kid, and you're stupid, or whatever. And, like, I went into this bathroom, dude, and I could have sworn I saw my brother pass by, and I was like, hey. I came out, and I was like, hey, what's up? And then thought he had came back for something, and he wasn't there. I was like, oh, sure, whatever. I must have been tripping. And then, dude, and then I turned off the video game. I was, like, getting freaked out. Like, I was, like, feeling, like, all these, like, creeps up and down my back, you know? Like, all these fucking funny feelings. Like, oh, fuck, like, you know? And I was just getting creeped out. And, like, so I turned it off. And then I was gonna walk to this kitchen. And I started hauling ass towards the exit. But it was down this, like, flight of stairs, dude. It was down, like... It went like halfway to one side, and then it curved and it went halfway the other way. And then I started hauling ass down the stairs, dude, and I could feel my back, dude. I was like, it was pushing up against me, dude. I was like, oh, I had the biggest feeling ever. I ran, I closed the door, and instantly felt amazing.
That's crazy.
And it was just trippy, dude. I know. And then later on, they told me that place was haunted. I didn't know. It was this old lady that was there.
Oh, yeah?
Haunting the place.
Fuck all of them.
Yep.
I'm not down.
You're down?
I might be down.
A little bit, huh? Well, tell me a scary story before we leave this podcast going.
I don't really have one, dude.
Come on, dude.
Fucking,
tell me something, man. I've been just told you this 10-minute story.
Nah, nothing really, dude. Fucking.
Tell me a story about right now, how you keep hearing fucking noises and shit. You hear that?
Yeah, dude, I don't know what that is. I just gotta pee real bad, dude. About to piss my pants.
Alright, well, we're gonna end this podcast on that note. We wanna let you know that we fucking enjoy doing this shit. And
this is pretty. We should probably have a few more dark podcasts in the future.
Yeah, it's been kinda crazy making this podcast, cause it's like 2:22 in the morning.
And I'm hearing sirens and shit. Somebody's probably dying.
That's cool. I always feel better when I hear cops, man.
That's
the only time I feel better when I hear cops.
Damn.
When I'm freaked out.
Something's wrong with you, bro.
But we're gonna.
Cops can't help you.
We're gonna end that note on that. Thank you.